Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Starting Monday, the U.S. will require all passengers flying to the U.S. from the U.K. to provide proof of a negative coronavirus test before they can board a plane. As NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports, the requirement follows the emergence of a new coronavirus variant.
The UK is seeing a big surge in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. Scientists there now have evidence that this surge is caused by a new variant of the virus, which they estimate is 50% more transmittable than previous versions. To stop the spread of this variant to the US, the CDC says passengers in the UK must be tested for COVID-19 3 days before their flight, and they must present proof of a negative test to the airline before boarding. The new requirement becomes effective on December 28th. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
California is now the first state in the U.S. to exceed 2 million cases of COVID-19. It reached that milestone yesterday. Hospitals are becoming overwhelmed. Dr. Jim Kearney is an emergency room physician in Orange County in Southern California. He said in addition to COVID cases, he's seeing people who need treatment for accidents, strokes, and the usual flu.
We don't typically see this many patients having to be hospitalized with influenza. We don't see this many patients that need critical care and to be put on ventilators from influenza. So this is much worse than a normal flu season.
Testing centers in California this week noticed a surge in people wanting COVID-19 tests before the holidays, suggesting that many people are ignoring pleas by health officials to avoid travel and holiday gatherings this year. Two controversial oil pipelines face uncertain futures as President-elect Biden prepares to take office and pursue climate change plans. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines are opposed by environmentalists and Native Americans.
Former President Obama blocked the Keystone XL pipeline in 2015. Then President Trump reversed that decision in 2017. And now the project is under construction. President-elect Biden has said he'll withdraw a key permit that would block it once again. The pipeline is controversial because it would carry oil sands crude from Alberta. That requires processing that emits more of the greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change. The Dakota Access Pipeline prompted huge protests from climate activists 4 years ago. It's fully built and moving crude oil from North Dakota. But a judge ruled an environmental review was insufficient. Biden could force the pipeline to shut down until a proper review is completed. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A cold front is moving into southern New England, bringing frigid temperatures and strong winds. The winds could bring down trees and power lines, leaving people in the dark this Christmas Day. This is NPR News. Workers from the Census Bureau are still knocking on doors of some households for a survey that will help determine the accuracy of this year's national headcount. NPR's Hansi Luong reports.
If you get a knock at your door from a Census Bureau employee, it's probably for the post-enumeration survey. Each national headcount tends to overcount white people while undercounting Black people, Latinos, Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders, and American Indians. And the Bureau uses that survey to estimate how much certain racial or ethnic groups may have been miscounted, as well as how many people may be missing from the numbers altogether. The Bureau says COVID-19 has made it hard to hire and keep interviewers and to travel in some parts of the country, and that could hurt the accuracy of this year's post-enumeration survey results. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
European Union ambassadors are meeting today to review the trade deal reached with Britain yesterday, governing relations in the post-Brexit era. The agreement needs the approval of the European Parliament and the EU's 27 member states. The UK withdrew from the bloc at the beginning of the year, but was operating under the former rules on trade, travel, and business. That transition period ends this year. A choir performed at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris to mark Christmas Eve, for the first time since the landmark was nearly destroyed in a fire in April of 2019. The Gothic cathedral is being rebuilt. The concert was recorded earlier this month and broadcast just before midnight last night. The singers wore hard hats and protective suits. There was no audience. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.